Now, I think it's fair to say that in world news terms, Iceland is a country which has been punching way above its weight of late. Financial earthquakes, genuine volcanic eruptions, and now some political pyrotechnics. For there is a new political force which has sent tectonic shockwaves through the apparently rock-solid Icelandic establishment in downtown Reykjavik.
Við viljum borg sem flott, sem hrein og hlý.
We want a city that's cuddly and clean and cool. And top-notch stuff, as a general rule. The opening lines of a promotional video come party anthem, come political manifesto of the new party, described by the detractors as buffoons and comedians, but idolised by their many supporters as simply the best. The best party, creation of former stand-up comedian Jon Nahr Christensen, has just come first in the elections for the Reykjavik City Council. Mr. Christensen is poised to become the new mayor of the Icelandic capital. One of his inner cabinet is likely to be the former singer and trumpet player with the Sugar Cubes, they of Björk fame, Einar Urn Benediktsson. He's been telling me more about his party's programme for power.
We want corruption on the table. We want total transparency in the way that we will write all our speeches on transparent film so that you can actually see through them. We will break every promise which we make.
It's quite refreshing what you're saying. And what would your role be in this new administration for Reykjavik?
We don't know yet. We are trying to sort of iron this out. What we're also taking a serious look at is how the city has been run, because politics have been hampering the proper way for the city to function in the way that political decisions have stopped many good deeds to be done by the staff or the employees of the city of Reykjavik.
Politicians basically getting in the way. We've heard a lot recently about the politics of change. Barack Obama talked about change. David Cameron, the new Prime Minister in Britain, has talked a lot about change. But this is genuine change in Iceland, isn't it?
This is genuine change, because what we have in Iceland is what we call the four-party bloc. So there have been four parties who have been governing all the politics in Iceland. These parties have been around for a while. And so we had a very serious bank crash in October 2008. We had the kitchenware revolution in January of 2009, which made the government resign. And we had election. And people were always looking for the new hope, the new Iceland. And we were promised a report on the bank crash and who were responsible. This report materialized in April of 2010. And the government, the system, didn't react very favorably. 147 people were interviewed, and none of them said that they had anything to do with it. So our following and the votes we got is basically the voters giving the finger, as we say here in Iceland, to established political structure.
From what you're saying, you seem like you've got a serious agenda. You're not in this just for laughs.
No, certainly not, because we had like one agenda was adopt a bum. And we've got homeless people in Reykjavik, and people thought we were very inhumane, and it was, you know, not very nice of us to say that. But then I've pointed out, why are we putting it forward in this manner? And people started thinking, oh, there are homeless people here. And so we were just pointing out a social situation with people who have less, who can't really survive in a depression. We do have an agenda, and it's a human agenda, is that we have to take care of the people of Reykjavik before and above party political interests.
You mentioned that you're trying to form a coalition with the Social Democrats. What's your response to this description? John Baldvin Hannibalsson, a former finance minister and foreign minister for the Social Democrats, has said that we have had a lot of politicians who are obviously buffoons. So